Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
So that means I'm chatting to either Tian or Mark, but luck would have it, I'm chatting to Tian, and I wish I could say he's in studio. He's on some island.
I'm an island away from home.
Listen, Tian, how are you doing? You weren't here for quite some time.
Yeah, no, I've been busy following all the trends and stuff, you know, and as luck would have it, being so busy, I got myself the flu as well. So,
it's
been an hectic ride.
So it's fine that you're not here because I'm not about getting that flu live.
You know what I mean? So I don't think I'm at the point where I can actually give you something anymore, but it's still quite cranky, yeah.
Near donkey for me. But let's go back to the techno side of things. What's happening this week with the IT department?
Okay, so I thought I'd just hit off. I know Mark spoke about Windows 10. Mm. You know, I've spoken many times this year about Windows 10, but let me just drop something on Windows 10 again. So Windows 10 is here. It was released the 29th of July. We know a lot of people that's gone over. A lot of the students have tried updating. Some have succeeded very well. Some have not. Let me just quickly speak about it and say, look, remember that if you do upgrade to Windows 10, and you have, at the moment, if you have a Windows 7 or Windows 8 copy that's legal, it's a free upgrade to Windows 10. However, remember, you will be paying for data. Of course, you have to download that update. It comes through the normal update like you would have on a Windows 7 or Windows 8 machine. That is Windows 10, but you're going to have to pay for the data. Remember, there's data costs involved. Now, if you're smart about it and you've got the Honey key and you're at Rez or whatever, you do it after hours or somewhere over the weekend where data is just as good as nothing. It's dirt cheap. And then it's not going to cost you $20. You know?
What?
That's what I'm saying. So if you're getting the OSC, don't complain about the data. Just do it at the right time. However, make sure you don't do it. If you're on a 3G, you're going to pay through your arms and legs. If you're on a 3G, don't do it.
Yeah, then don't download it.
You know what I mean? Do it while you're on the Wi-Fi on the university network where you can use your own key, go see your student account, so let mom and dad pay for it. I didn't say that. I did not say that. but yeah, you can do that. There are a few bugs. I mean, you must remember Windows 10 is fairly new. There'll be a few bugs, small stuff, nothing that can't be fixed. But I mean, play with it, use it. It's a lovely OS. It's absolutely brilliant. It's the best operating system I think Windows has made to this day.
I'm still all stuck on Windows 8, but I'm old school like that.
But you know, Windows 10 is very little difference between Windows 10 and Windows 8. It's just got more features. Interesting features.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So the SRC voting is going down. People are campaigning like crazy.
So it's been cool. I've been following here and there. I've been following guys on Twitter and listening to what they say. Now, I'm not a student anymore, but I used to be a march and I used to enjoy the SRC election.
Yeah.
Because that's the time of the year where it almost feels like, you know, it's sort of political and all this goes well. I used to go to all the talks and that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. But I just actually wanted to say about the SRC election that you can vote from my.sun.ac.za. You can vote for my son. You must remember that.
You can actually
get into the MySun website and you can vote from there. You don't have to go into vote.
I feel like you guys are making it so easy. Even though you can vote online, I feel like some people still want to go do the physical ballot thing.
Sure.
It makes them feel like it's, like you said, political.
but if you reach that stage where you've just run out of time and for some reason you just can't get to them, you can do it via the MySun website as well.
Okay, cool. Last things about... I see you mentioned something about Google Maps on your timeline.
Okay, so how good is it? So we know that Google, when you use Google Maps, Google likes to know where you're going. It likes to check your location and make notes of your location.
Yeah.
Well, what actually happened is now you can actually go and have a look at your location history.
What?
Which is quite interesting. Yeah, so you can go on your phone or on Maps or on the website.
Mm.
And you can go and track where you've been the last 6 months on the maps. So it actually shows you, if you went to visit family in Caledon last week, and 2 months prior to that you were in Mozambique, and a month prior to that you were traveling in shopping in Waterfront.
Yeah.
You can plot all those places on your map for you with timelines. You can actually see. It's got a little timeline slider, and you can slide it all the way back 6 months and then time up to where you are now. It's quite cool to see. And check it out.
Want to check it out, because what if I just stayed at home and I haven't done anything? That would be depressing.
It's very, very interesting. Those gaps you get when you've had a rough night, too much partying, and you've got a 4 or 5 hour gap. That's where you go and check.
Listen, Tian, hopefully I'll see you next week, or Mark next week.
Mark next week, I'll be there and see you within 2 weeks.
Yes, please, but don't bring us the flu.
No, I won't. No, I'm sure it's not there anymore.
Tian from the IT department talking all things Bits and Bytes on Lunch.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at ITStellenUni.